to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
And hello, good afternoon, and welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith punching the time clock 3:02 on a beautiful Thursday afternoon. We are about 48 and a half hours away from kickoff at Neyland Stadium, Tennessee and Florida. I'm live this afternoon at Hound Dogs on Kingston Pike in the Cedar Spring Shopping Center. Of course, they wait till 3 o'clock to turn up the wind out here. And you guys tell me if this is loud. I feel like I'm in a
wind tunnel. You sound good, man.
All right, great. And I have wind anxiety too. It just makes me. I should have popped a whatever you take before you come out here.
Yeah, but
anyway,
it's
I'm live this afternoon. If you want to stop by and say hello. Corner of Kingston Pike and Cedar Bluff, and I'll tell you what, this place was packed when I got here. I've already seen Mrs. Frost from National RX, and they're all in here because they're sitting in the white sections. That sounded really bad. This is not the white section, the white shirt section.
Checker Neyland. They're in the white section on Checker Neyland.
White section. No, we're not going back to Jim Crow. Hey, get that guy out of here. It's the guy who called yesterday. It's your buddy, Bear. I just got gator chomped.
You're kidding me.
I just got gator chomped.
My buddy ain't my buddy. Why don't you take a break? I'll take over. You go whip him in the parking lot.
He drove away like a coward in his Prius. No offense.
So the Frosts are out there getting them some gear. Well, you're at that's downtown Cedar Bluff. Like, you're at the four corners of the world out there.
Now I'm rattled.
Well, don't be.
I'm rattled.
Focus.
What's going on this show, Bear? I'm getting Pearl Harbored yesterday on the air with Gator fans, and I got drive-bys going on, getting gator chomped. Well, that guy looked like Chris Hansen was about to ask him to have a seat right over here, too.
Come right over here and have a seat.
So everybody who's in the white, everybody has orange Tennessee stuff, right? And so people, I had to do this last year because I was in the white section for the Ole Miss game. If you need Vols gear, this is the place to be, folks. Hound Dogs, locally owned and operated for over 20 years now, coming up on 30 years, I believe. These guys have been doing it. Don and Jesse out here are great. They have an awesome shop. I was in here. They have so much cool Tennessee gear. So much cool shirts, hats, wall art, things like that. If you are a Big Orange fanatic, you know about Hound Dogs, man. Get on down here. It had been a minute since I've been in Hound Dogs, and I loved walking around here. We got a young man who's working here, one of their employees, who's a big listener to the show. Don is a big listener to the show as well, one of the owners out here, and they are excited to have us out. So we got to lean into it and do it right here this afternoon on The Drive. Get you fired up on a football Thursday. And Bear, I don't know, is it a dip in the weather, or does it just cool off a little bit when Christopher Gabriel comes to town? Is he just that cool that he lowers the temperature citywide?
I mean, the barometric pressure, there's been a drop. There's a low coming in, low pressure system, and then he's going to erupt onto the scene tomorrow.
Christopher Gabriel is in town, ladies and gentlemen. He will be with us live tomorrow at National RX for the entire show, and you can come out and see us there, and you can come out immediately after the show. We're going to go down to Hops and Hollers in Old North Knoxville. I'm going to be getting there probably around 7 p.m. with Chris. And then we're just going to hang out and chit-chat with folks. So if you want to meet CG, come by and see us tomorrow. Have a cold beverage. Chavis Smith's great barbecue food truck is going to be there, too. If you want to have dinner with us, I'm going to eat down there. It's going to be a great time. The weather is fantastic. And, Bear, I'm just I mean, it's shaping up to be a great weekend. There's just one piece big of business. Question that looms over the weekend. Is Josh Heupel going to show himself as the prince who was promised?
I mean, it's on. It's on Heupel and the young men.
The young men.
Yeah, hopefully they're ready to step up and, you know, mark their names in the history book. Seriously. Miss Towns ready for it. This fan base is ready for it. They've got us. Full support. Just go out and play a clean game tomorrow.
It's a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity, Bear.
Is this the weekend that these guys that are, you know, between the ages of 18 and 22 are going to tell their grandkids about? Or is it going to be something that, you know, they don't really want to talk about? It's up to them.
Yeah. It's a good point. That's a good point. It's going to go one of two ways. It's going to be a story that these young men sit around and when they come back for their 25-year reunion, like Peyton and those guys are going to have at some point this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll talk about the 2022 Florida game, or they'll just
kind of look the other way. Yeah, yeah, kind of avoid each other's eyes. Here's my question. Is CG ready to do a three-hour Florida Friday show?
I mean, I just assume he's ready. Am I ready? 3 hours? I mean, I always feel like after CG gets off, after like a 15-minute appearance
like you're
on the
tired.
Show, I'm always like, I need a rest. I need a stiff drink or something. 3 hours of that, and then I hang with him after the show. I mean, I'm going to be roached, as they say.
Well, the kids do say that.
They do.
I'm just. It's going to be a blast. We got a special guest coming on. Really excited that Chris is going to be on with us when we have him. It's kind of gotten to be a tradition on the drive.
Yeah.
2 hours to get here.
The Gator Killer himself.
2 hours.
Yeah.
Where'd you come from?
From Pickett County.
Pickett County she came from. It took her 2 hours to get here, Bear.
Yeah, we could hear.
I'm after the Gator Hater shirts.
All right, she's going to go get a Gator Hater shirt. Sorry, I'm on the air. I can only hear like every other word. You're okay, though. You're okay. Go shop. Enjoy yourself.
Okay.
You got to love live radio, ladies and gentlemen. Hound Dogs this afternoon.
But, yeah, man, it's the party starts. I feel like as soon as we get off the air tonight, my weekend starts. The party's starting.
Well.
We got NFL action tonight to watch. Tomorrow we got.
I got to set my fantasy lineup.
Ooh, good. Thank you. We've got the show tomorrow. CG, the tailgate tomorrow night. College game day's in town.
Well, I took Marcus's advice yesterday. And he was right. Marcus, thank you, man. This morning, I woke up with a splitting headache. Nobody cares. But I went to bed dehydrated last night.
Did you pound some Pedialyte?
No, I should have. I had the headache as I was going to bed, and I thought I could just sleep it off.
No.
It was stupid. I should have pounded some Gatorade before I went to bed. I kept waking up with the headache, and then I'm up early. Anyway, I'm good now. I'm rehydrated. Took an IV. I'm good to go. Didn't actually take an IV. Just drank a lot of water. And what's the point of the story? The point of the story is I was up so early today because of that headache. As I was hydrating, I took Marcus Young's advice, and I took a trip down memory lane. First, Bear, I watched the whole thing. I just kind of fast-forwarded, watched the good parts of the 98 Florida game. And that got me feeling, that got me in the feel-goods. That play by Deion Grant.
Dude, he took flight.
Oh, my God. That might be the best play in the history of Neyland Stadium.
He could. That's the only person in the only play, and it was just that one play.
And he was beaten. If he doesn't make the play, it's a touchdown and we lose.
Yeah, but he did make the play. He floated in air the way his Royal Airness, Air Jordan, could float. It was just like unbelievable.
And, you know, here's I'm man enough to admit this. Florida was so much better than Tennessee at that time. They moved the ball all over the field on us. We couldn't do anything. They had 396 yards of total offense to only 235 for the Vols. They threw for 409 yards on us.
How many?
T. Martin was 7 of 20 passing for 64 yards, and half of that came on a bomb to Peerless Bryce. I mean, they dominated the game. They just turned it over five times.
Well,
and Steve Spurrier was doing that. He has to be the smartest guy in the room. If he had just started Jesse Palmer, they might have scored 40 points and won the game. But
they didn't.
He had to show everybody how smart he is, and God bless him. Tennessee wins the game. And then I watched the South Florida game against Florida from last week, and this Florida team, they're just a mess right now, man. Who knows? Maybe they figured it out in the past week, and they come in here Saturday, and they've got the questions answered. But if the same team, if the teams we saw last week, the Tennessee against Akron, the Florida against South Florida, if that shows up, we'll cover that 10.5-point spread. Absolutely, we will.
Oh, they're gonna have to play significantly better on defense than they have so far this year. I've no doubt about that. I'm a little concerned about containing their running backs, but if you don't come ready to play defense against us, we're gonna score some points. And I don't think their offense is set up to where, and that's why it's so critical for us to get to start fast and not play around and get in a back and forth. Because we get out in front of them like two or three scores. That offense ain't coming back on that.
No.
Not unless we just completely start throwing pick sixes and, fumbling and just idiot play. But really important for us to get out to a fast start, I think, is one of the big keys. And if we can just gap them a little bit, that offense, I mean, the kid can't throw very good right now. I don't know if it's because he's hurt, if he can't push off his plant foot, what it is. But, I mean, I've seen him throw better. He threw better last year. He wasn't this bad. So, if they said anything else about Vontrell Miller?
No, and they won't, just like we won't hear anything about Tillman. But that's okay. That's okay. I think that one's a wash. I think Miller is every bit as important, maybe more important to them on defense than Tillman is to us on offense.
Oh,
so
I feel like that
kind of cancels each other out.
Oh, no, I would – if you offered me that, that devil's bargain, we have to play without Tillman, but they have to play without Vontrell – I'd take that all the time. He's the heart and soul of that defense.
Well, they got a pretty good secondary, too. So
we'll see.
It's going to be a day for the ages Saturday. Ladies and gentlemen, we have broken this thing down to levels beyond scientific. I want to hear from you this afternoon. I want to hear from the people. Tell me your thoughts, your hopes, your dreams, your fears, and let's talk it out this afternoon. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. I'm down here at Hound Dogs. Bear and Marcus are back in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. The number is 546-8200. We would love to hear from you this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, as we do the thing live today at Hound Dogs, Cedar Bluff and Kingston Pike. Come on out, get yourself some Vols gear. We're back with more right after this here on Fan Run Radio. Fan Run Radio, the drive continues live today at Hound Dogs. It's Fan Run Radio on a beautiful Thursday afternoon in East Tennessee. Let's get things rolling here. 865-546-8200, your number to get on board the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. Folks, the Crown Cleaners Crown Pick of the Week contest is live. Log on to our Facebook page at facebook.com/TheDriveWithRussellSmith and give us your score prediction for the Vols and Gators. Closest score prediction, winning free dry cleaning and pizza gift certificates from Crown Cleaners. Go to facebook.com/ The Drive with Russell Smith. Like our Facebook page there if you haven't done so already. And the score prediction thread is pinned there to the top of the page. Don't give it to me on Twitter. There's always some guy going to give it to me on Twitter. It doesn't count. He'll probably nail it. He'll probably be the guy give the exact right prediction. And guess what? He's not getting the prizes because he didn't follow the directions. Bear, my rebellion, the 3300 Rebellion, is storming Blount County tonight. My West Rebels heading to Alcoa for a Thursday night showdown in Atomic City. Wait, that's,
I mean, what's it going to be?
It's Aluminum City out there.
Yeah, we're tornadoes.
We're coming for you. We're coming for you, tornadoes. Get ready.
I've got some sources out in Blount County that expect the 3300 to come out victorious.
Well,
you guys are supposedly the class of, what are y'all, 5A?
Sure, something like that.
Yeah, you don't even know. No fan. Yeah, I mean, it should be a hell of a game. Is it on TV?
I believe it's a Mark Packer production.
Packer Vision tonight?
Packer Vision. I like that. That's good.
Yeah. I'll watch it. I mean, it should be a hell of a football game. I expect the Twins, who's the one that is it the Latham Twins?
Yes.
If they can get the one that's a running back, if they can get him up and rolling, they're really hard to stop. So I don't know who we're getting the hell beat out of us by this week. The Catholic boys. I think they may be off.
Well, it's going to be an excellent weekend, high school football. I'm going to, man, I got a jam-packed weekend, man. I've got our meet and greet with CG tomorrow night. I'm going to the UT game on Saturday. I'm going to the Titans game on Sunday where we start the turnaround. I know 11% of the teams that have started 0-2 all time end up even making the playoffs. But you know what those 11%, those teams, you know what they never had? They never played in a division as weak as the AFC South like my Titans do. And the turnaround starts Sunday. The turnaround starts Sunday in Music City against the Raiders. As we look for win number one on the season and begin this turnaround, this trek towards the playoffs, this trek towards destiny. I'll be in the hunt. I'm going to be a tired, whooped puppy Sunday night.
Yeah, you are. You better be ready to go on Overreaction Monday, bub. Derrick Henry referred to it as just some adversity. So, did you see his press appearance this morning, his media appearance, availability?
I did not.
It's pretty good.
I did not.
He's saying all the right things, but I mean, it's Derrick Henry, so I don't know. They could get it turned around. The AFC, I mean, that's what, you know, like you said the other day, I don't know, I think we were in the car, talking about, the AFC's garbage, man. So it's a little bit easier path to the playoffs.
The division is rough, but the conference on the whole is pretty stout.
You got three Super Bowl contenders in this conference with the Chiefs.
I meant division.
Yeah.
That's why I said the AFC South.
Yeah, they still have a chance to make the playoffs and because of how poor the division is, because it's awful. All four are terrible.
Man, Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Not all four, Marcus. Not all four.
I mean, we can't even enjoy how bad the Colts are right now.
Sure we can.
I can't enjoy how bad the Jaguars are because they beat the Colts 24-0.
They got problems up there, don't they?
Guys, I just want you to know, I'm listening to the tape. I'm remembering this. And, Bear, I mean, you're already a disgrace as a fake, phony, and a fraud Titans fan. But Marcus Young, when we end up winning this division and making the playoffs, don't think I won't forget that you were crying like a little girl after week two, after two losses, after a rough start out of the gate. Don't think I won't forget.
I will point back to the tape and say that I have said we'll still make the playoffs. We just won't. I'm critical.
I mean, for pretty much the past 3 weeks, you know, I've got this mental image of you at night curled up in a ball on your bed, softly sobbing while you look at a
picture of AJ Brown. I knew that was coming.
Catching a touchdown.
Well, we'll be facing him this year.
Oh, God.
All I'm saying is I'm critical because they have brought winning success since John Robinson's been here. They've been successful, and I want to see them continue that growth, and it feels like they're taking steps backwards.
And I do want it on the record. There are already some of your chum, long-standing alleged Titan fans that are publicly stating, you know, they wouldn't be caught dead in a Titans jersey right now. Yet I'm the fake fan.
All right. And before Marcus Young starts reaching for a dull blade and fashioning a noose out of twine he found in the back of the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, let's look at some of the other games this weekend as pretty interesting slate. Of course, we will be focused on the events here in Knoxville. You know my feelings. I don't bet on Tennessee. I don't bet on Tennessee games. I made a one-time exception in 2020, and the betting gods smote me, as they smote many of you and Jeremy Pruitt, the great backdoor cover of 2020 against the Gators. So I'm not going to – well, I'll give you a score prediction tomorrow. I'm not going to pick against the spread in this one. But I will. I will in these five games, Bear. A couple of college football picks for you tomorrow. Let's start with Missouri at Auburn. This is an Auburn team in turmoil. I don't know if you saw the note today. Zach Calzada, the transfer from A&M, is having shoulder surgery. He's going to redshirt this year. And will there goes one of my neighbors. He will miss the entire season. Auburn has no quarterback. You've already seen the fault lines down on the plains. It's not looking good for Brian Harsin. I think the wheels come off. I like Mizzou +7. And Missouri can't play dead in a Western, by the way. But I like them to cover a 7-point spread and perhaps even win the ball game. And if they do, maybe – maybe that is the moment where they don't even have an athletics director, but maybe somebody, a president or something like that, fires poor Brian Harsin down there. Mizzou +7.
Wow.
How about the Minnesota Golden Gophers? Nobody talking about these guys. Michigan State gets spanked at Washington. I told you, everybody's singing Mel Tucker's praises in the offseason. Oh, Tennessee should have hired him. Oh, we're going to give this guy a 10-year, $100 million contract. Well, guess what? P.J. Fleck and his Golden Gophers are coming to East Lansing on Saturday, and they are taking the Spartans down. I like Minnesota to cover 3 points on the road at Michigan State.
Do you think P.J. Fleck's going to smack Mel in the face with one of those oars?
I wouldn't say that. He's a nice guy, but
they laid the wood to whoever they who did they whip last week?
They are going to lay the proverbial smackdown against Michigan State on the road this week. I like North Carolina as a 1.5-point favorite against Notre Dame. I can't even believe that this line is so close. Notre Dame, who's looked terrible, probably should be 0-3 this year. North Carolina finally gets to come home after opening up their season on the road for the most part. They've looked okay. You know, I know they had some defensive struggles along the way, but Notre Dame has no offense. These guys can't score. They're like me back in high school, Bear. I like the Tar Heels to cover only 1.5 points. I think they could beat Notre Dame down Saturday.
I mean, Notre Dame, that game should have gone to overtime, dude. I mean, they are just – I don't know what the hell they were doing on that play. You see stuff like – those are the kinds of plays we'd see back during the Dooley Butch years. All you have to do is your coach to knock that ball down.
Yeah, they look sloppy.
And you're trying to catch a Hail Mary pass – in the end zone. And it the guy should have caught it. It hit him right on the ground, but he didn't. Yeah, I could see that for sure. Notre Dame's going to be the team that was in the top 10 that's not ranked by the end of the year.
Here's a big line. Ole Miss minus 21.5 against Tulsa, the Golden Hurricane. Don't think this is going to go well for them. We talked about this last week, Bear. Lane Kiffin, things a little quiet in Oxford. Maybe a little too quiet. What's that guy up to down there?
No good. I'll tell you that.
Good football.
He is. I think what he's doing is he's spending a lot of time because his offense is going to be a little bit different from what I've watched out of him than you normally see out of Kiffin. Because who's the running back they got? The you know, is a classic.
Zach Evans. Man, I wish we had gotten him.
Yeah. And they run the ball, and I mean, you know, Lane, man, he's never met a touchdown he didn't want to score. He likes running it up. And
I think they
score
can cover
quick.
21.5 against Tulsa pretty easily. And then my last pick, Bear, and this is another curious line to me. I like Arkansas plus 2 against Texas A&M in Dallas. I mean, I kind of like Arkansas to win the game. I don't know. Maybe I need to do a little bit more homework. But
no,
Arkansas,
I mean,
do they have some sort of injury that I don't know about?
I wondered if it had to do with how they looked last weekend against Missouri State. Will they finally be able to get over the hump in one of these? Because this is the next step they need to take, is to go from being a 9-3 team to a 10-2, 11-1 team.
Yeah, I mean, this is a rivalry game. Do you like that they play that in
Dallas?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to remember, man, when I grew up and first started watching football, they showed a lot of Southwest Conference games here in Knoxville. So, like I like those games. It's like big-time, like old-school kind of feeling Southwest Conference games when A&M and Arkansas get together. Or like, I'm really looking forward to Texas and A&M playing again. So, but, yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I think it's pretty cool. I don't like Jerry's World that much. I wish they played it where they play, you know, where Texas, at the where the state fair is.
The Cotton Bowl?
Yes. Yeah, I think they ought to play like all those big – that would be cool to me.
I mean, it's such a long trip for
– Arkansas?
Arkansas, yeah. I mean, it's got to feel
like – Yeah, but in the day and age of you know, high-speed jet travel, is it really that – I mean, these guys fly first class.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, they won this game last year 20-10. We'll see if they can make it 2 in a row against A&M. I'm just not impressed with A&M at all. And I think Arkansas can stymie them defensively, and I think they'll just run it right at A&M. And I look for a similar type game, a 20-10, 20-17, something like that, 24-17. Arkansas, I like the Hogs to cover, if not win the ball game.
Yeah, the only other thing I'll say about Arkansas, something kind of in watching them, Pittman to me kind of gives off a little bit of that, you know, something Fulmer used to do, just games like this where you should win. You were talking about it earlier in the week. I can't remember exactly how you phrased it, but, you know, he doesn't seem to panic. And he just kind of – he'll let a game come to him, and hopefully that's what he does this weekend. I'd like to see Arkansas win it.
All right, so those are my picks, my five for this week. Mizzou plus 7, Minnesota minus 3, North Carolina minus 1.5, Ole Miss minus 21.5, and Arkansas stand plus 2 against Texas A&M. What do you think? Want to hear your picks? 865-546-8200, your number if you want to get on board. The Big Orange Phillies phone lines, 546-8200. If you want to chime in this afternoon, we're going to take a quick break. We're live today at Hound Dogs in the Cedar Springs Shopping Center, Kingston Pike and Cedar Bluff. Come on out and see us. The town's greatest selection of Vols gear. particularly if you're going to the game, you want to show up in something good. Make sure you're in the right section. Are you wearing orange? Are you wearing white? Come out and get yourself something sharp looking here at Hound Dogs. On a beautiful Thursday afternoon, the drive continues on Fan Run Radio. Back here on the drive, it's Fan Run Radio live today from Hound Dogs in the Cedar Springs Shopping Center, West Knoxville. We're on Kingston Pike just off Cedar Bluff across from the big Kroger Shopping Center. Come on out, get yourself some Vols gear. They have a great selection, guys, of vintage Vols gear. They have some 85 Sugar Bowl sweaters in there. They got a 91 Sugar Bowl sweater that I'm thinking about picking up. Like the old school 98 national championship designs, really cool stuff. Come on out and see it. Hound Dogs on Kingston Pike. Let's go to the phones. Russ is up first today. Hello, Russ.
Hey, boys, what's going on?
Oh, not much. How you doing, man?
Good, good, good. Just no day in paradise. I'm sick to my stomach. I can't get on a plane and get there. This weekend sounds like it may be the most fun. Since 2004?
Russ is so nervous he can barely get the words out right now.
He's shook. Russ? He's shook up.
I am.
I feel.
Get
like
a hold of yourself, bro.
I'm telling you, I'm so jacked. And I'm not even going to be able to be there. I can't even think straight right now.
Where are you calling from, Russ?
Manhattan Beach, it's Rusty.
Oh,
I asked you twice.
I just saw Russ on the thing.
I said Rusty. You said Russ, and I said Rusty.
No, I said Rusty.
All right, well, all right. Let's not get lost in the weeds. Sorry, buddy.
It was breaking up. That's on me. My bad. I wanted to. I hate to bring up old stuff, but I wanted to kind of address something yesterday in Bear's defense.
Oh, it shall be addressed.
Hey,
Go ahead.
Please don't talk over our caller, Russ. Go ahead, Rusty.
I get what he's saying about respecting the jerk Florida fan as opposed to respecting the Kentucky fan who pretends to be a friend but really is a jerk too. Because I've always preached to my better half, who despised Coach Spurrier. I've always said Spurrier's a better dude that I can respect over Bobby Bowden, because Spurrier will stab you in the chest and tell you it's coming. Bobby will shake your hand and pretend to your face that he's your pal and then stab you in the back.
Yeah, well,
and
stab
you
in the
chest. I like the guy that stabs you in the chest better.
Call me crazy. I just don't like getting stabbed. It doesn't really matter. The end result is generally the same.
I like the guy that admits they're the jerk over the guy that pretends to be something else is the better way to say that.
I got a litany of great nicknames for Bear. Do you want to hear some of these, Rusty?
Oh, I cannot wait.
We could call him Tim T-Bear. I think that might have been my favorite, T-Bear. We could go with Barrick Rhett. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Or Baron Hernandez.
Whoa, bridge too far. Nah.
Gator Bear. I mean, you're like Kenny Chesney, dude, putting on the Gator helmet.
I bet you won't say that to my face.
Doing that show down there.
I bet you wouldn't say that to my face, Russell Smith.
I've said worse to your face. You just stop acting like I'm scared of you. You brought shame and disgrace.
I feel like the fine folks out there at Hound Dogs, I hope they tent staked you to the ground. You're so frail. A gust of wind would blow you down Kingston Pike, Russell.
Well,
out of here. At least I have
my dignity intact. I could.
All I'm saying is that I could respect the fact that the guy brought it.
Yeah.
And didn't pretend like he was some buddy of ours.
What a hill to die on,
Russ.
Florida fan hill.
I'll go out on my shield.
Russ, you missed one. I'm not saying you're right to do these, but I'm saying you've missed the obvious one. What do they call the guy that does the chant at the beginning of the games for Gators?
Mr. Two Bits.
There you go. So what would be the change to that?
Bear Two Bits.
Mr. Two Bear.
That's just weird.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good, Mr. Two Bear. All right, I'm going to make a list here. Mr. Two Bear.
Bottom line is, it's okay to hate both and respect one a little bit more. I despise Man City. I despise Man United. I respect Man United. I have no respect for Man City.
I mean,
my tent's blown away here. Hold on.
For real?
I'll be right back. Bear, take
all right. I mean, with that, Rusty, this is where I have to bid you adieu as a Man City fan.
Ugh. Blood money. Love you, buddy.
All right. You have a good one. Go Vols. Woo!
GBO.
It's really
did
funny.
Russ just really say the tent blew away?
He did. It's funny that you made that joke about him being blown away down Kingston Pike, and there his tent goes. Almost,
yeah, Russell's a clown.
Almost poetic.
Him
that
and his
was.
Him and his little high school buddies from the film strip club. Their little group text. Now he brainstorms. Russ isn't that smart. He's not coming up with these on his own.
Oh, you don't think he did?
No. His little minions he's got, the Russellites. Anyhow, I ain't got time to talk about Russell. Let's get back to the busy, busy phone lines where we are going to talk with Haji. Haji.
Where is the live YouTube broadcast of the tent blowing down Kingston Pike?
That would be something to see.
Gang. Yeah, that would be good. Sounds like Rusty's aren't the only nerves frayed a little bit today, gentlemen.
I feel like Russ sounded rattled there at the end of that one.
There's a little bit of tension in the air and on the airwaves.
I love it. It's Florida week.
He wanted some picks, so I got a few picks. But at Florida, I'm going to pick Tennessee today because tomorrow's going to be crazy. I'm going to be like Rusty. I won't be able to talk tomorrow, and I'll be just, you know, game face Friday with all that stuff going on. But I watched the SEC, what's it called, when they focus on one team inside. It was last night. It was Florida, and it was basically the half-hour version of the Florida game last week.
Hmm.
And my takeaway is that Napier and his staff are to motivational speakers what Ambien is to cocaine. And I don't see how anybody could get
banging 7-gram rocks.
Yeah, he is the anti-Charlie Sheen Napier. I mean, he looked like he was afraid AR through that interception in the end zone. He was afraid to give him a hard time, you know.
He's not able to play how he plays. Hey, Haji, hold on. I think we have Russell back. Let's check in. Russ, we got you?
Yeah, I'm in a force 10 gale down here, but it's
where's
it's
the 10?
Okay. I'm with you guys.
Is it heading west towards Old Ben Franklin or what?
No, it's we're holding down the fort, literally here. We're holding down the tent.
Where's the video? Oh, man. Don't you have an intern with you that can turn on some, you know, get some bright live video going for us?
Did we lose Russ? Did Russ pull away again?
It may be.
No, I'm here, but okay. You guys can talk too. Go ahead, Haji. What you got?
Well, I got a few theories that are automatic plays for me, and I just want to throw those out there for you. One of them is an unranked team favored over a ranked team is an automatic play for me. So that, like Washington last week, and I think it was Oregon. I think Oregon was 25th. Favored over 12th-ranked BYU, and A&M was favored over 13th-ranked Miami. All three of those came through. So Iowa State is your must play tomorrow at noon, favored over 17th-ranked Baylor. The other team that's lower ranked that's favored tomorrow goes against your Arkansas pick. It's A&M is a 2-point favorite over 10th ranked Arkansas. So I will look at Texas A&M. Another one is when two ranked teams play, especially early in the year, the under through 4 weeks last year was 14-1-1. This year it's 5-2. And the only two games that went over, they went over by a total of 5 points. So I've got three of those marked. That's Clemson and Wake under 55.5. Arkansas and A&M under 49. And your Tennessee Volunteers under 63.
I was going to say, does that bode unwell for, if I'm a Tennessee fan, I want a high-scoring game Saturday. I feel like that right. Does well for us, but if we're taking the under, that might be a little closer.
Well, there's a show I watch every week and that I think highly of from Vegas, and one of the guys, his best bet was Florida, and another one on there was also had Florida on there as their underdog outright winner. So I'm a little torn up today after watching that, but here's a couple things we got going for us is we're within 10 points, 10 places of each other in the pool, and we're a double digit favorite. So that line should be closer typically. All right. And then there's what we call a sharp move when the line changes from Sunday to Monday by three or more points. Those were 12-6 correct last week, and Tennessee opened at 7.5 and went to 10.5 or 11. So that's there's a 66% factor in favor of Tennessee. He ran it up on Akron, and I don't think he's afraid of anybody. You know, I don't think hype
no,
really cares about
no, Hypel, I can't remember who said it earlier in the week. I think it was one of the callers, but that he's kind of like Spurrier used to be. Like, he's going
to
try and...
Yeah, I think he wants to take it out of the ref's hands, and he doesn't want a repeat of the Pitt game where, you know, any kind of mistake late could let them back in it or anything like that. So I think he's going to... I typically don't bet on Tennessee except since he got there last year, maybe the overs in the first quarter and first half and sometimes us that way too. But, you know, Rusty number one, you said that the players don't care about the past or don't know about it, basically, and I agree with that. I don't think the NFC players and NFC East and North teams, those players, I don't think they take those rivalries as seriously as the fans do or as the players did back in the day. But these players should know enough about that history of this rivalry to know that everyone that has a jersey on tomorrow will be a legend, or Saturday will be a legend forever if they win that game. So there is a lot of incentives to play for Tennessee. So I'm going to say 38-17, and that gets you the under, and that still gets us a comfortable cover. Because I think we're going to bring the heat all day long, and I don't think they'll be able to withstand it. But I can see them trying to take the air out of the ball and keep us down as long as they can, too. So I don't see a 38-31 type game or anything like that. I think we cover and celebrate for about 2 weeks until we get to Baton Rouge.
I'll take it.
I heard they went on probation today, and I assumed it was basketball, but it was football.
It's football. Yeah, it's a very light probation. They're losing like a couple of scholarships and visits and stuff like that for a former Tennessee assistant, James Craig, and his transgressions, the O-line coach for Lane Kiffin, who we all thought did a very fine job here in 2009.
Yes, and all of those staff members are clean as a whistle, typically, so that's a little shocking. But
I'm sure he was not pulling any shenanigans during his time here in Knoxville. I'm sure he only started that in Baton Rouge, one-time thing kind of deal.
Surely, yeah.
Hey, Haji, we got to roll,
guys.
Man.
Hey,
appreciate the
enjoy
call.
The weekend. Enjoy CG, and go be orange.
right. Stay with us. Hour number two of The Drive coming up next on many of these fine fan-run affiliates. We'll go back to Marcus for the top four at four, and we will continue live from Hound Dogs on a Thursday afternoon edition of the show. Back with more right after this.